This is a cozy place because you are here.
Yeah. Recording in progress.
Lots of hands in the air. Goodness me. Let's start. Mitch.
Mitch, how are you?
Very good. Congratulations, Ben Amin. Obviously a historic moment for the club. Good atmosphere and a great result for you guys. Just how special was it to see everything that happened today?
Well, amazing. To tell you the truth, we expected to be here because nobody can take us away the right to dream and to wish for these things to happen. Because of the players and the good work along the way, we could make this a reality. We need to enjoy today the achievement of York United as a club, for the fans, of course, for the city of Toronto, and for the Pascal brothers, that they are trying to achieve new things and different things. We need to enjoy very much, praising the players for the effort and for the resilience over the difficult game. And it was good. We're very happy.
Obviously, this means you're facing Atletico Ottawa on Sunday, which is a match that I think a lot of fans will be very interested in after, you know, some of the things that were said the last time you guys played them. How confident do you go into that game, you know, knowing what you did here today and knowing what you've done against them?
100% confident. We have nothing to lose, Mitch. We are a small team that wants to grow. We are not built to be super champions. We are not injecting everything to be super York. We just are workers, and we want to go there with the heart and with the mind and with the composure that we showed today. The boys know we are a weak team, right? It doesn't matter. Now playoffs is a different story, you know. The results we had versus Ottawa, the three times that we beat them, does not mean anything right now. It's a different game. It's a playoff. It's a final. They will play very good because they have good players. They have the obligation to beat York because we are only here because a lot of things in the way happened. But of course, we're going to be responsible to go there and fight like a final and let the best team win.
Joseph. Mr. Benjamin, today you have the help from all the Mexican gods, all the experience that you have winning championships in Malaysia. But today you have your first playoff game. How do you see in your own eyes? Can you take us through?
You are right. Yes, I've been playing knockout stages and the Champions League in Asia, CONCACAF Liga de Campeones in Mexico. Leagues Cup last year with Atlas, in Mexico the playoffs, quarterfinals with Atlas versus Chivas, the classic. So I've been playing this kind of games, but all are different. This was amazing. It was so the people were so close, so tight, so the energy was great. The players were committed 100%. They did a great job. So we knew Pacific was a very, very strong team. They play very good. They have very good players. And they run. They can run and they can press. So, yeah, at the beginning, we thought it was going to be a difficult game. And it was. But we found the net. We found the net. And of course, we took advantage of the clean sheet in order to look, I tell you the truth. I was speaking with the sporting director in the morning. And we went to take coffee, and I told him, "Don't worry. I feel that we will win 2-0. I will post the message in order to see the confidence that we had. It's not that I'm a magician or something. No, but I know when the team is good. I know when the energy is flowing. So today was flowing. Today we were in the zone. Today we did things correctly. Dennis, without a long time not playing, played a very good game, helping the team. Frank didn't play over 2 months, and he played 90 minutes like if he was playing all the games. So that is heart. Whenever your legs cannot take you, your heart will take you. So the heart took us to a good moment, yes.
Juan, en Spanish, como mexicano, ¿cómo se siente en estos pocos meses hacer historia? Venir con todo su repertorio de haber ganado campeonatos en Malasia, en venir con esa vibra, ese bubble que podríamos decir acá, y hacer historia como técnico y especialmente el día de hoy, tener a todos los jugadores que usted mencionó, a Dennis, a Frank, y poder ganar este partido y demostrarle a la comunidad latina que hay un coach que está acá para representarse. Y si se retira, usted podría ir a México y de repente postularse como presidente.
No, me gusta mucho ese tipo de puestos, ¿verdad? Es muy importante saber que la historia está para escribirla con el esfuerzo y con el corazón y con el trabajo. Y siempre buscamos romper paradigmas, siempre buscamos hacer cosas diferentes. Preparamos los partidos de una manera en la cual podamos impactar de manera importante a los jugadores. Son jugadores nobles, son jugadores buenos, son jugadores receptivos y son muy coachables en ese sentido. Así que para mí es un orgullo poder como mexicano ayudar a los hermanos Pasquel a hacer historia en estos cortos 5 meses y medio que llevo en el equipo. No paramos aquí, esto es solamente un paso más. Y como les dije al principio, esta historia se va haciendo de a poco, con proceso, con estructura y evidentemente con mucho trabajo. Me siento muy orgulloso de ser mexicano, ayudando a que la comunidad latina tenga una alegría.
Tommy, it was a bit of a little change in the lineup today. You started back five, and Pacific actually starts 4 attackers, so it's a big battle. But your defenders come out on top. I'm just wondering maybe what you saw from them today.
We studied Pacific very well, especially last game versus us, and of course the last game they played versus Forge. We know what they did. We know what they were going to do. This diamond shape in the middle that they use is very dangerous. We know that they have players in the middle that like Yeats, like Reed, these players have a lot of mobility and have a lot of power. So we had to contain, we had to know that we couldn't give them space to play. And that's what happened. And the first 20 minutes were a little bit shaky right there. But then we got control of the game. We got control of the possession. We got control of the elaboration and the unfolding of our system. And, we found the net. That was very important. And we got the clean sheet. So... actually, it was a difficult game.
And speaking of the first goal, first half, it kind of seemed like maybe you guys weren't able to just place all the passes right, and then just over a minute into the second half, Cordova fixed out Leon. So I'm just wondering, maybe did you maybe say anything to motivate them with some maybe stuff?
I said exactly that. You know, I said in the halftime, I said, guys, we're getting into the third quarter, and we're not crossing, we're not shooting, we're not being deep or aggressive in the third. Whenever you get to the third part of the pitch, the last third, we need to make a cross. We need to make a cross to the far post, to the near post. We need to move in the box. We have tall people. We have good people. And then this is what happened. Again, I'm not a magician, but I know football. And sometimes if you give the exact advice to your players because you know the game, they will execute it, and that was the key. That the players executed the game plan.
Thank you, Ben. Congratulations,
John. Coach, great team effort from your side tonight. But on an individual effort, how would you evaluate Juan's performance tonight?
Juan is a machine. Right? He can run. He can fight. He can go. Sometimes with the ball. Makes better decisions than others. He has played as a midfielder. He has played as a right wing. He has played as a left wing, and I can use him any time. You know? So I joke with Juan every time in the training because I say, now what position you're gonna play next game? So we laugh together, but it's a laugh that is praising his effort. Juan is a very good player for us. He has been achieving a lot of things with this team, and he's a key player for us.
Congrats on a win. I noticed that Jim Lawrence of that scored the goals is your captain and Mohamed Bouli, and also your vice Oswaldo Ledon. What are your thoughts on how they performed to win this match?
No, extraordinary. All the boys performed very well. I think they were at their best moment for maybe after Ottawa, that we also did a very good game. So we have had ups and downs at the end of the road of the regular season. That's true, but we were preparing this game since the next day of Pacific in the regular season. We started to prepare this game. See, we didn't know it was going to be Pacific. But it was, so that was perfect, because we knew our mistakes in that game and we knew how to fix them. Halifax was a training game for us in order to play this game today. So I think we achieved success, and the boys did a great job in following the instructions. So the performance of all of them was amazing.
Benjamin, felicidades por la victoria.
Gracias.
¿Qué cambió en el equipo para conseguir esta histórica victoria? ¿Cómo llegan a medirse con un equipo que hace una semana los dio como los más débiles? Hoy les ganan. ¿Qué nos puedes decir? ¿Qué fue lo que cambió?
Nosotros apelamos mucho a la mentalidad ganadora. Nosotros tenemos que entender que si creemos que podemos, después vamos a poder porque creemos, ¿verdad? Siempre lo menciono. Y los chicos están convencidos. Los chicos están convencidos que tienen que dar su máximo esfuerzo. El resultado no es al final del día lo importante y en lo que nos enfocamos. Nos enfocamos en el proceso, en el camino, en el día a día, en cumplir los objetivos cortos. Y de ahí vendrá lo que es el resultado positivo para nosotros. Algunas veces no vendrá, pero mientras hagamos lo que nos corresponde en la cancha y demos nuestro 100% en cada acción, en cada momento, en cada minuto, seguramente van a venir más buenos resultados que malos.
So you said pre-match that you had rested Grant Wright for tactical reasons.
Yes.
Now, was that with an eye perhaps on Sunday's matchup against Liverpool Ottawa? And how do you make the decision to go with Dennis and Mo up front as opposed to maybe Factory and Markey?
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. My pillows sometimes talk to me. I don't know the answers, but I know the answers. You know, Brian is a great player. Brian is a super striker. He is one of the best in the Liga, and he has given us a lot of goals. Today, I think I thought that it was not the game for him to start. And of course, I can't tell you what I'm going to do on Sunday, because of course Carlos will know, and it will be a problem. So the thing is, I'm going to use the best players I have at the moment. Today it was Dennis and Mo, and also of course to bring something new in the pitch, a different shape. You know, in the playoffs all over the world, when you change a little bit in the playoffs, it's only 100 minutes, and if you are lucky, maybe you can have success as we did today. So, yeah, no specific reason. Sometimes it just comes.
And Leo.
Coach Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press. First home playoff game, first win. How big an evening was this for the franchise, or is it just a step in the right direction?
Just a step in the right direction. We have to balance our emotions. We have to balance our thoughts. We have to be really, really composed in how we see things. We have not won the championship. We have not done nothing special, but giving a step that gives us the opportunity to strengthen the project, right? I know it's I say this as a coach, because I can't be overwhelmed about the situation. I have a game to play on Sunday. But of course, Pascal brothers are very happy. They have been working a lot in this project, giving their minds, their hearts on achieving this kind of success. And they were very nervous, of course, trying to make this history. Fortunately, they did.
Is it usual that you give your technical director, sporting director, a score prediction?
It was not. It was not. Normally, I don't like to talk about the scores because you jinx it, right? Sometimes I say, no. And some people tell me, you're going to win. No, don't tell me I'm going to win. Just don't tell me, right? But this, I was very clear. Today, I was very, very flowing on this situation. And I told them, don't worry. I feel we're going to win 2-0. So it was a good to know.
Just one more.
Yes, Mr. Benjamin, it's gonna be probably you can say it's less stressful for you to have more of your regular back than is Frank and all the other guys that are playing here. Like you brought Mo.
Yes.
I was kind of surprised to see Martinez off, Marquez off. Are you going to be happy and probably more prepared for this coming Sunday?
Of course. We need to see how they finish the game. We need to see how they are going to recover in these days. We need to see training. We need to see different tactics. That Ottawa plays a different style with a different formation. So we need to see which players fit in the game plan. And then from there, we're going to choose the best we can. But of course, we have a squad that is complete, squad. So that is a very good problem for me.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Thank you, guys. Benjamin.
Thank you very much, everyone. Congratulations to all. Thank you. Thank you.